Selecting a site for a large international telescope, such as the SKA, is a bit like the process of selecting a country to host the Olympics. Numerous sites around the world put in bids, trying to justify why they were the best places to be the international home of radio astronomy for what may be decades to come. Issues of local radio noise, environmental impact and cost were all debated at length. The excellent progress of the SKA precursor instruments is what convinced the international community that Australia could host the SKA. But the progress has also been very good in Southern Africa, which until recently was competing against Australia to win the SKA. In the end, project managers decided that the telescope could easily be split between both sites, since as we have seen, it will comprise of two entirely different types of antenna, and the data from each will be processed separately. The SKA's dish array will be built in Southern Africa, while its aperture arrays will be hosted by Australia. With construction due to commence in 2016, the landscape of Murchison will soon be transformed into a vast sea of aperture arrays. Away from the central core, stations of additional tiles will be spread over distances of thousands of kilometres right across the Australian outback. By 2020, the first phase of construction will be completed, and this remote desert may provide us with our deepest ever view of the sky.
We've just left Bulati, hitting the road. It's about 7:45 in the morning. We're ready for our 8.5 hour journey home on the dirt and then the tarmac. We're looking forward to getting back to Perth, but we're sad to be leaving the Murchison.
That's it for this month's Naked Astronomy. My thanks to CSIRO for allowing us to record on the MRO site, and to Kirsten Goshtalk for taking time out from her visit to speak to us. We'll be back next month with more space science, so please keep your questions and comments coming in. You can send them to us at astronomy@thenakedscientist.com or tweet @NakedScientists. You can find all of the previous Naked Astronomy podcasts, along with Space Boffins, on our website at thenakedscientist.com/astronomy. Naked Astronomy was produced this month by Kate Lamble, Ben Valsler and me, Dominic Ford. It comes to you from Cambridge University with support from the Science and Technology Facilities Council.